That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. Happy Tuesday. Hope everyone's having an amazing day. Just amazing. I'm having an amazing day.
Why are you having an amazing day, Turdy Lou?
Why am I having an amazing day? Oh, I don't know, because it's a Jackson Claude in studio original recipe kind of day.
That is a great day.
Yeah, that's my reason.
That's your reason. It's the only reason you need.
And it's reason enough.
It's reason enough for me. Hey, guys. Happy to be back in studio with my girly swirly.
Twirly.
But it is getting harder and harder to get ready in the morning. It's not even like what you think, like the getting dressed. Like, I know I have
four items.
Yeah, I have the items and I just pair them, you know, mix and match. But it's just like the doing my hair.
Yeah.
The standing for that.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
And we're so glad that you got it together.
Yeah. It's crazy because we stopped podcasting when I was pregnant with Harry. We stopped coming into the studio because like Omicron was popping off.
Yeah.
So we did remote podcasting for like the last 2 months of my pregnancy. So I don't know if I've ever been in
this
studio
this pregnant. Well, it's so great to have you both here.
It's hard to get around. And like, it's hard to sit because I can't cross my legs really. It's not good for my circulation.
Oh.
So I'm like,
manspreading, you know, a little bit.
Yeah. But also I saw a Reels/TikTok that said, like, you're actually, even though you assume pregnant women sit like this, which is like legs spread back, like lean back, it's not good for your circulation either. You're supposed to sit like forward.
I don't know. I feel like the cave women were fine, you know?
I don't know, but they didn't have these reclining buccal chairs.
Yeah, I will say these buccal chairs are not like pregnancy friendly.
No, I'm not uncomfortable. I just don't, it's just not like pleasant to look at.
You look great.
I'm just trying to figure it out. But drop a comment. How should I sit?
Sound off in the comments.
I feel like Joey Camasta.
But these chairs are hard to sit in. And we got rid of our old pink couches because those were actually hard to sit in.
Yes.
And now we have these new chairs. We thought we were like entering a new era and we're not.
Maybe it's just like chairs.
Maybe it's us.
No, maybe it's chairs and not us. Because look, that's a terrible chair.
Yeah.
That's a terrible chair.
I just think it's hard.
The thrones were bad.
Actually, the thrones were not bad. I just think it's hard to be.
To exist.
Yeah.
It's so Socrates.
You want to hear something funny?
Sure.
So,
do I have a choice?
No. Ben went to dinner last night and he was gone for like 4 hours. He went to dinner at the Mark, like the fancy hotel uptown where like everyone stays for the Met Ball. And he came home and he was like, the weirdest thing happened. As he was leaving dinner, there was like a protest outside the Mark. And Ben was like chanting it the whole night. They were saying the most random things. The Mark has mice. The Mark denies the Holocaust. The Mark supports Epstein. And Ben was like, how are these three things related?
First of all.
Second of all, I went on Twitter to try to see what like the drama with the Mark. There was nothing. Ben said it was like six people standing outside with signs. It wasn't like an organized protest. But the Mark has mice. The Mark denies the Holocaust. The Mark supports Epstein. And I tried to look into the veracity of
these. Feels like a riddle.
Literally. I tried to look into the veracity of these claims and I came up with nothing.
And it's like, if the Mark has mice, like, don't you think that they feel bad about that too? Like, you're going to
rub it in.
And also, in this city, we're going to protest mice?
No, in this city, who doesn't have mice?
Right, but like, mice are like kind of the sweet ones in this
city.
Yeah,
it could be a rat or a roach.
Rats run this town.
They do.
A roach.
Ben was literally in the shower.
Or a super roach.
Yeah, super rat, I think it was. The rats that were eating other rats.
Rat on rat crime.
Right. It was called a super rat.
But I do think the roaches have become super as well.
The roaches, yeah.
They've always been super.
So true. So Ben literally in the shower, The Mark has mice. Literally walking around the house making his coffee. The Mark has mice. It's so funny. And I honestly, like, I don't know what's going on at the Mark.
And so the Mark supports Epstein?
I think, like, one time that Jeffrey Epstein stayed at the Mark. Sure. That's where, like, all rich people stay. I don't think it's, you know, a conspiracy they were in on it.
Everyone who ever brushed shoulders or sheltered or hung out Jeffrey Epstein, like,
was accused at one point.
Yeah, if we're protesting them all, like, you're all done.
Right. So
you're done.
I don't know what's going on, but all I know is the Mark has mice. And now I'm over here
and
spreading.
And then Mark denies the Holocaust.
Which is a real accusation.
I hate when the hotel that I'm staying at denies the Holocaust. Then I cannot be there.
No, I hate when you can't even check in without the concierge being like, the Holocaust never happened. It's so annoying. I hate when that happens.
It happens all the time.
Very frequently.
So I totally believe that.
Me too. And I also believe the Mark has mice. I guess we'll have to wait and see. Maybe I got to go to the Mark.
Allegedly, snuff it out. By the way, these things yes. are all alleged. And the Mark is a lovely hotel.
And basically the food was...
That I would love to stay at.
Yeah, I've never stayed there. I've eaten there.
Same.
We had my college graduation dinner there.
And none of those things that they're chanting like would stop me from wanting to stay there.
No, me neither.
Honestly.
No, it's still fabulous.
100%.
Mice and all.
No, like seriously, mice is like, okay, cool.
No, in the grand scheme... of like the vermin we get here in New York, mice I think are the cleanest option. Even though I don't know, I think I would prefer a bug.
Like, a roach.
I know roaches are disgusting, but they're so small. Like mice are like animals.
I know. That's why you got to get a cat.
That's. I'd rather have the mice.
The Mark should unleash a herd of cats.
No.
That's what they did in Israel.
Yeah, I know. If you ever have been to Israel, like you're eating at a restaurant, they have like thousands of cats roaming the streets. And it's because
but
like
not
many,
at the same time, but like if you're just out and about, like you will see cats. Stray cats.
And it's because like many, many years ago they had a mice problem. So they released
cats
just to live. And now they have a cat problem.
And that's the plot of the movie Cats. Spoiler alert.
Is it?
No, but it should be.
By the way, I've never seen the movie Cats. I have nary a clue what the film is about. If I had to guess the plot, I think I would say it's a ragtag group of cats who start a theater group.
I just have in my head from Kimmy Schmidt that it's just cats introducing themselves.
Yeah, well, that whole thing in Kimmy Schmidt was hysterical.
So it's obviously like a mystery what the plot of Cats is.
Right, it's not like a known thing, clearly.
And it's not memorable.
Yeah.
And it's not about the plot. I think it's about the cats.
Right.
Meow.
Rawr.
Rawr, kitty.
Oh my, she's crossing her legs.
Don't tell the doctor.
Dead. I'm calling him up. So that's what I did last night. Just kind of look into the Mark.
Got it.
And their litany of accusations. Mm-hmm. And I caught up on And Just Like That. I know you didn't watch a second episode, but it was worse than the first. It was. But
when
will
you stop?
But I can't. That's the thing. And I think a lot of people, because I posted it on my story, agree. Like, it's actually harmful to keep watching. It's a form of self-harm.
Yeah.
But you literally can't stop.
Like if I were on a monitor while I was watching, like my levels would be like spiking, like heart rate, like just whatever else they monitor. Like it was giving me a physical, visceral reaction.
I know, but there are a few like really endearing characters, like Anthony.
Of course.
Anthony's the best. And because Samantha's gone, he obviously got a bigger role. And it's the role he was born to play. Like, he's so funny. LTW, Lisa Todd Wexley, I thoroughly enjoy. I actually would enjoy a Lisa Todd Wexley spinoff. She has a fabulous life. But, oh my God, and I hate to say it, like, Charlotte? I'm sorry. And actually, I know Miranda's, like, having this, like, spiral moment in Santa Monica. But she was being really funny in the second episode. Oh, and one of our favorite actors, Oliver Hudson, Kate Hudson's brother, is in it.
Oh, that's a... Plus,
yeah, I like him.
They've always had plenty of good cameos. Yeah. I don't know LTW because I only watched the first episode and she was just like in her closet in lingerie the whole time working on her
film
vlog.
Yeah, well, so she working on her vlog.
And so, she like keeps losing her edits. And I was like,
she lost her edit again this episode. That's so funny. She literally did like right before they were going to the Met Ball.
Stop.
So she is one of the moms at Charlotte's school. And in the first season, like Charlotte was obsessed with her, like wanted to become her friend and actually did end up becoming her friend. And all the ladies really like her. So that's like who she is in the context of the show.
Okay.
And she was probably the only one who looked even remotely good at the Met Ball. Oh, actually, Seema looked good too.
I only saw like half the looks so far. Carrie wore her wedding dress.
Yawn.
Oh my God. And that seamstress, the designer.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, and Carrie's just like allowing this girl to just ruin her night.
Run amok in her home.
Right.
That they was had 6 hours and she didn't want to like run to Bergdorf's.
No.
Just like, in case.
Or even look at her clothes or call a friend, right. Contact.
Right.
In the biz.
Oh, so in the second episode, I do think you'll find it interesting that Carrie's podcast got canceled.
No.
So she goes, well, that frees up my week. And now she doesn't have a job.
Oh, wow. I wonder what she'll do next.
I know.
Because she's really always been so career oriented. So.
But you don't understand. She's a widow now. She like doesn't. I think she was career oriented, but she also like needed to work to live.
Right.
She sold that apartment big and her lived in. She obviously got everything from his will and he had a million. Oh, you didn't see that the first season. In his will, he obviously like left everything to Carrie, but he had like $1 million trust set up for Natasha. And she spent like a couple episodes trying to figure out why. And I think it was just like his way of saying sorry. But so he had like a spare Millie.
Right.
She's fine.
She sold
the apartment and lives in her studio.
I'm not worried about her finances actually for the first time in the history of the show.
It's such a relief.
Just like her purpose, her raison d'etre.
Yeah, yeah. But I think a lot of her purpose in the beginning, her career driven, like her ambitiousness, was driven by, you know, the need to pay bills.
Of course, but that's a need.
Yeah.
But I'm saying now.
Yeah.
What's her raison d'etre?
I don't know.
Something to think about. And I feel like henceforth, the show doesn't have a raison d'etre.
Yeah, no, it feels kind of aimless.
Like Carrie.
Maybe it's a reflection of what she's going through.
Or just the fact that they can't come up with new show ideas.
Yeah. So that's what I did. Hurt myself.
Why was her podcast canceled?
The whole network went downhill.
Oh, so it wasn't
because... It wasn't a personal attack.
Damn.
I think it would have been better.
Damn, I would have loved to see her go down like that. I know. Just like when she fell in Dior.
Yeah, exactly. That's like one of the best episodes. When she falls in Dior.
Carrie falling in Dior is... a reward for getting through all the seasons of Sex and the City.
There's also an episode where she falls on that catwalk. She does like a modeling thing for like real people and models.
Yeah.
And she completely falls in and she's only wearing a pair of underwear.
Yeah, that was that. That's bad.
That
too.
Was good, but it that's doesn't like, hit quite
it doesn't
like,
hit because also the fall in Dior is like during the Petrovsky episodes where she's insufferable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just like.
It's just more.
There you go.
They and there she went.
Yeah.
So what else is, what'd you watch? What'd you do? What'd you see? What do you know?
Did I watch anything? No, I tried to like have a moment like with The Martian again. I just like put on a movie.
Recreate the magic.
I don't even think I turned on the TV, but I didn't read. I think I was just kind of like fucking around on my phone.
That's the best.
And then I went to sleep early because I was really tired. But I did watch a little bit of Murder on the Orient Express.
I like that movie.
Yesterday, we loved that movie. And it was like, I only watched the last 30 minutes. It was like emotional.
Oh, okay. I think that's you.
I think it was me too.
Yeah, it's like a pregnancy thing. It's not like a real...
No, I don't know.
It's not a reality thing.
But like, it's a... Spoiler alert. Major spoiler. It's a revenge killing and like all of the people who participate in it on the train...
Are connected.
And it was because like this little baby girl was killed. And then like, I guess her parents maybe committed suicide. Like, it just destroyed this whole family. And it was just like...
I guess it is like kind like of a deep tragedy.
Yeah, and the grandma... is the one who spearheaded the whole...
Revenge.
And Michelle Pfeiffer just like...
She spoke
to
you.
Heart. She stole my heart.
Hmm.
Yeah. Penelope Cruz is also in the movie and her acting was actually atrocious.
Wow.
And that was just something I wanted to note.
Something else I wanted to note is that I could not sleep last night. I didn't go to bed till 2. It was so annoying. Ben's passed out. And I had to pee. And I was like literally so afraid that the thing would happen again where like Ben.
So did you turn the light
on? I turned the light on. I was so loud. I flushed. I'm like, just in case he was getting up and had to pee. All good.
The light should have sufficed.
Yeah, it should have. But like I was just taking a bunch of precautions.
Great. You learn something new every day.
And I did in fact make a chili. Ben did. I brought a big old Tupperware for Jax to the studio today. She's going to bring it home. I think Harry's going to have it.
And it is still a chilly day. The weather has held up.
The weather for like the last week is like trash.
Yeah, it doesn't know what it's doing.
What happened
to
hot girl summer?
It feels like impending rain at all time. But there's like major storms throughout the country. So if all we have is gray skies and a chilly vibe.
Consider ourselves lucky.
I'm not complaining.
So enjoy the chili. I will say, so Ben was once again being very generous, making the chili for me. He was headed out to his dinner. I told you about it. The Mark, where they have mice and deny the Holocaust. And so he made it for me. And he was like, I'm letting it simmer. Like, eat it whenever it's on low. So then I go and I'm like mixing it, making sure it's not getting burnt. And I realize he forgot to put the beans in. The beans have become just like this kind of...
your guys' toxic, is like Achilles heel.
Yeah. So I text Ben. I'm like, oh shit, like the beans weren't put in. What do I do? And he didn't answer. So I just threw the beans in.
I was on FaceTime with you.
Yeah. I threw the beans in and I let it chill on the stove for like 20 minutes. And then I got hungry. So I made myself a bowl, packed it all up in Tupperware, did the dish so I could enjoy the rest of my night. And turns out the chili was great, except for the beans. Like the one thing I had to do, it wasn't right. It wasn't like when Ben made it. Thus proving your point that I'm quite literally incapable of making one thing in the kitchen that's not toxic.
No, it's so crazy.
Like the one, I just had to pour beans in, mix it up and chill, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't even do that.
Yeah, because also, and the error there was your sweeping ways, because you could have had like your bowl of chili with premature beans. They're already cooked. It's fine.
But I could have left the big vat that I made for you, right, which is chill.
And let the rest of the chili be perfection.
I couldn't, maybe anyone can relate to this. Like I couldn't really enjoy my night and like enjoy the chili and like get back in bed. Like I couldn't enjoy that knowing I still had dishes to do. Like I need to have a clean sweep of things, like a clean plate, literally, before I could like fully dive into the night, if that makes sense.
No, I understand, but now we all suffer.
Well, I think you can just dump the Tupperware back onto the stove.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Let it simmer. Your whole house will smell like chili. It's so nice,
right? And I'll get to like kind of hack the chili vibe,
and then it's like you made it yourself.
Yeah, without all the chopping.
It's a really good, we're in our chicken chili era. We're like kind of over beef. Oh, another crazy thing that happened to me.
No, I was just reminded of this too. This is what I was doing yesterday. This story occupied
my whole day. The great mystery of 2023. So after yesterday's episode, if you listened to yesterday's episode, you know I wanted to make a chili. Jackie inspired me.
I was even saying on the episode she should Instacart the ingredients now.
And I did, because I had to work and I had things to do. I didn't have time to go to the grocery store. So I Instacart one order from Fairway, which is just like a regular grocery store here. I got like the beans, all the things, except the meat.
The beans,
onions, garlic, peppers, whatever we needed. And then like stuff for my house too. Like I needed coffee meat. And then I placed a second order at Park East Kosher Butcher, which is a favorite location of ours. Our go-to butcher. I only recently found out they're on Instacart, which I love.
Game changing.
So I got the ground chicken, but then I also got things for my house. Ben loves this brand of kosher turkey called Svi or whatever. So I'm placing the orders, going about my day, and then the shopper starts texting me. And he said, oh, they don't have the Svi turkey, the one that Ben loves. And I find that so odd because, like, it's a staple of the Park East Kosher Butcher. I'm like, oh, okay, like, what else do they have? And he sends me a picture of the turkey aisle. And
The deli meats. Packaged.
To the untrained eye, it might not have seemed like anything. But I'm, like, zooming in, and I see pork bacon, Oscar Mayer bologna. I see like Applewood brand, Oscar Mayer brand, all these very classic grocery store brands that are not sold at a kosher butcher because they're not kosher.
Yeah. It was literally a whole picture of the bacon, bologna, pork, and sausage.
And it wasn't turkey bacon. It was literally like pork.
Yeah, we zoomed in. Yeah. You could see pork and sausage.
So I'm like, wait, oh, this might be my Fairway order driver. And then I'm like, no. I'm like, are you at Park East? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what is going on? I'm going back and forth with this guy. He's like, I'm at Park East. I'm like, send me a picture of the store. Because if he goes to the butcher and gets ground chicken, I can't eat that.
Right.
So I'm like, send me a picture of the store. He's literally sending me a picture. He's in
Park East.
I'm like, what is going on?
And
like,
he sends you a picture of the chicken.
I said, can you send me a picture of the ground chicken from the actual butcher station? He sends me a picture of the ground chicken. It has the sticker with Park East on it. I'm like, what in the world is going on? So I'm like, okay, I'm thinking I'm going to wait and see what shows up at my door.
Right.
And I call Park East and I'm like,
well, because what showed up at your door?
What showed up at my door was, oh, the Svi turkey that he said he couldn't find, the kosher brand, and the ground chicken with the label on
everything
it from Park East.
Correct, came in your order.
So I call Park East and I'm like, I know this is a crazy question. I've been shopping for literally 15 years at your store. Do you guys sell bacon? The lady pretty much like laughed in my face. She was like, no, this is a kosher butcher, ma'am. I'm like, no bacon. She's like, we sell like turkey fake bacon, faking. I'm like, no, like real bacon. She's like, no. I'm
Oscar
like,
Mayer.
I'm like, okay, thank you so much. I have no idea. Like the mystery remains a mystery. Mm-hmm. I have to imagine perhaps he went to the wrong store at first. And then when I was like, wait, are you at Park East? He realized and like ran across the street to Park East. I don't know. It was a mystery beyond mystery. He was like gaslighting me.
Yeah.
It was so crazy.
Oh my God, I was chuckling.
So there's a small chance that you're your
no, the meat turkey's was kosher. No, no, it was totally kosher. Like the packaging was totally fine. It's just, where did that picture come from?
Where did, maybe it was like a stock image he had, like just from previous chops.
Perhaps.
And he wasn't being like overly communicative. He thought I was annoying. Like,
yeah, but he was. He was like, hey.
Yeah.
After that saga, he like just messaged, hey.
Yeah. After the whole thing, he's like, hey. I'm like, what's up? He's like, your card's been declined. I'm like, what? That's not how it works. Cause like my, you wouldn't be shopping with Instacart if my Instacart order didn't go through. I used Apple Pay and I called and it was such drama.
It was such drama.
I called everything. Instacart and I'm like, did my card get declined? They're like, no, your shopper couldn't be shopping if your card was declined. I'm like, that's what I thought. I eventually just like, I let go and let God and the whole thing arrived perfectly.
And it all worked out.
And it all worked out.
And I had a good laugh.
And we got a big vat of chili.
What's better?
Nothing.
Nothing.
So that's what I did yesterday.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
So we've got a great show.
We do.
It's Tuesday. You said there's an abundance of stories.
Yeah, there were like a lot of little stories that I could have spoken about. I had to trim too.
Love that.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll make it into tomorrow's episode.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. They're not really pertinent, but none of the stories are like big news stories, right, but just like things in which to discuss.
And interesting things full of interesting factoids.
And some interesting people, but no one more interesting than The Camper and the Counselor.
No one.
Which is my forthcoming children's book that is available for pre-order now. Anywhere you pre-order books, Amazon, IndieBound, Walmart, Target, Tertulia, Books A Million.
I love Books A Million.
Million books.
Books A Million.
Goodreads goals. Goodreads was down.
I know.
Goodreads was down yesterday.
I tried to rate my book.
Like what?
The internet and then Spotify was giving us trouble yesterday. We believe our Spotify issue is fixed. I know.
And it was specific to us.
Yeah, I know Spotify, our episode from Friday and yesterday, like we're not uploading. They're both uploaded now and I believe we fixed the issue. But we'll see what happens today. But I think we're good. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. Like Goodreads being down, that's not unacceptable. That's crazier than when like Instagram goes down.
Yeah.
I just don't think people realize like what a cornerstone Goodreads is in our lives.
I completely agree.
So.
It fucked with me.
It was crazy. So you can also find The Camper and the Counselor on Goodreads where it does count towards your Goodreads reading goal. You should add it to yours.
I did.
Read it multiple times.
Multiple. And the amount of times that I've read this, I could have read a full book. So it counts.
It totally counts.
Yeah.
So check it out. Get your pre-orders in. And thank you.
Not to be also like so self-promo-y for both of us, but also at 5 o'clock today, Eastern time, I'm doing another Amazon Live.
Oh my gosh. I know where I'll be.
With The Snitch. We're doing like summer essentials, how to get through summer, you know, portable fans, outfits that don't chafe, things like that. It's like the summer survival guide. Amazon Live, I'll post a link on my story, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Sorry, Jax, I don't want to like step on your self-promo.
No, I'm excited to watch.
I actually love doing it.
While I like suppress my jealousy.
I know.
Because you said that you guys would be girly swirlying. And I identify as a girly swirly.
You identify as a girly who does in fact swirly.
Right. So.
It'll be tough.
It'll be tough, but I am going to enjoy. I loved your guys' last one. And it's always good to see what The Snitch is up to.
It's always good to see like what the hot items for summer are.
That's so true. I was very influenced by your last Amazon. I got that Luke Combs t-shirt.
Right.
So I think I got a travel bag.
Great.
So I look forward to seeing what you guys put forth tonight.
Some good stuff coming. I won't spoil it.
Now, without further ado, here are the Fast Five stories that you do need to know.
And you do need to know. That's the Fast Five stories that you do need to know are brought to you by Caraway. Perfect segue from our chili. Caraway cookware is non-toxic and chemical-free, so you can fill your summer with your favorite recipes without any worry. So Caraway is the best of the best when it comes to cookware, bakeware sets, food storage solutions. I made my chili last night in the Caraway. I'm sure you'll be reheating your chili in your Caraway.
I will be because I have a Caraway set here because I literally could not get by without Caraway. Like, do I want toxins in my food? No,
right.
Thank you.
That's what's great about Caraway. Non-toxic cookware.
Right. And I also can't be like, you know, standing over the sink, like scrubbing all the scuff.
Ceramic coated
nonstick. It's the craziest thing, like to watch it all just slip off the pan.
And especially when you're making a chili and then, you know, you can get like that crustacean at the bottom because it cooks for a long time. Mm-hmm. You're susceptible to scrubbing. Not with Caraway.
You're susceptible to crustacean.
And don't miss Caraway's summer refresh event from June 20th to July 15th. For a limited time, get 10% off site-wide on the internet's favorite kitchenware. It's the perfect time to take care take care of all your summer gifting. It's ideal for both graduates, newlyweds, and with cookware, bakeware, food storage, and tea kettles to choose from, there's something for everyone. Their internet-famous kitchenware is a staple for any home. It comes in a variety of modern shades to fit with any design aesthetic. So they're having a big sale right now. It's going till July 15th. You can get 10% off site-wide. Visit carawayhome.com/toast10 to get that 10% off during their summer refresh event. Certain exclusions apply. That's carawayhome.com/toast10 or use code toast10. That's TOAST10 at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware, made modern. Today's episode is also brought to you by Game Time. Buying tickets to your favorite events should not be stressful, but these days it is. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. With killer deals on last-minute tickets and their best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you're actually going to have. So Game Time is the place for last-minute ticket deals. If you don't like to plan months in advance, just like doesn't work for your life, that is so me. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. Get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And the Game Time guarantee means that you'll always get the best price. So if you find tickets in the same section and the same row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Game Time is just a great app to always have on your phone. If you're traveling, you know, you're out traveling for work or you're taking a vacation and you find yourself in a city with like fabulous things going on, just have Game Time on your phone all the time. You can check up until the day of the event, get fabulous sporting events, concerts, comedy shows, which is more personal than comedy. It's the fastest growing ticket app in the country for a reason. You're getting images of your seats before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect. You can buy tickets in a matter of seconds, and the tickets are sent directly to your phone, so you never have to dig through your email. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TOAST for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem with code TOAST for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
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 Thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome.
Our first story. Jennifer Lawrence addresses rumors that Liam Hemsworth cheated on Miley Cyrus with her.
Jennifer Lawrence was on Watch What Happens Live and made a bunch of waves. You see her and Andy kiss?
No.
You know Andy has a thing where he kisses a bunch of people. And she was the one who was like, should we do it? And he was like, okay. And
on
the
lips.
Yeah. Jackie, I don't think I've ever seen him so nervous in his life. He was like right now. It was on the after show. Then she also told this crazy story about what happened to her at the Eras Tour. Because you know she loves Bravo. And I had actually heard this story from Craig Conover. We went to the Eras Tour together. But this was a different Eras Tour. So in New York.
Where did she go?
I think Philly.
Okay.
But in New York, I went to the Eras Tour with Paige and Craig. And we spent a lot of time together. And in the car ride home, he told me the story. And he told me the story from his perspective. And then she told the story from her perspective. And they were so different. So Jennifer Lawrence went on Watch What Happens Live. And she was so funny. I was at the Eras Tour. And I was just living my best life, yada, yada. And this woman comes because they're at this tent in the middle of the floor. Anyone can go up to them.
The celebrity tent.
The celebrity tent. This woman comes with her phone and shoves it in Jennifer's face. She beelines past security. And it's a FaceTime with Greg. And
Craig, excuse me.
And she's Craig is just kind of sitting on the other phone, on the other end of the line, expectantly being yeah, hey, it's me. And when, and when Craig told the story, he was I had no idea. I don't think I didn't even know where this person was. All of a sudden, Jennifer Lawrence is on the other end of the phone and he's hey. So Craig's perspective and her perspective were very different.
Got it. So she was
being a little shady.
That Craig was hey, look at me.
Yeah,
me,
oh, Craig. Yeah, it's me, Jennifer Lawrence, calling up.
And Craig, who was this woman?
I don't remember. He told me, but I don't remember the connection. And I don't want to misspeak. I don't know.
Weird story.
Yeah. But I was oh my God, I've heard this story, but I heard it so differently. Craig was I literally was out. I had no idea why this person was calling me. Next thing I know, Jennifer Lawrence is on the phone.
Oh, that's so weird. We need to identify the woman and yeah. She needs to explain herself.
Yeah. And her connection to everyone.
Yeah. Well, she obviously knows Craig from wherever. And he's why is she calling me? And he's waiting. And this woman thinks she's a hero because Jennifer Lawrence loves Bravo and she has Craig's phone number.
Right.
It's all on this woman.
Yeah. But this is also another story from the Jennifer. She she went on and she made a bunch of news.
Got it.
And she looked so beautiful.
So beautiful. She's literally looks unreal.
I know.
She's she's literally the most beautiful person in the world. But it's the looks, the styling, the hair, the makeup.
The hair,
everything.
The long hair.
So she did Plead the Fifth on Watch What Happens Live last night and said that she would love to respond to the fling accusation that she had with Liam Hemsworth. She said,
and the rumor has been that she and Liam on the set of that movie where they wake up on the thing.
Hunger Games?
Oh, sorry. No, I was thinking of Chris Pratt. My bad. There's another rumor
about like, her. You mean the biggest movie?
Yeah, on the set of The Hunger Games while he was with Miley, right?
Yeah, that they hooked up like at some point while they were together and while they were all, you know, filming.
Right, and some of Miley's recent music like even plays into that.
Right, so she said not true, total rumor. However, she noted that she and Chris, which one?
What's his Liam, name? Sorry.
Liam, I'm like, Luke. Liam did kiss one time off screen. It was years after the couple called it quits, though. As for the rumors that Miley shaded Jennifer in her Flowers music video in May by wearing a gold dress reminiscent of Jennifer's Hunger Games premiere look, Jennifer denied that as well. She said, I just assumed that was like a coincidence.
Right. It's not like the most niche specific. It's like a gold dress.
Yeah. And so she said she hopes that fans are satisfied with her answer. I totally believe her.
I believe her too. Like, I don't think she needs to be out here like being a harlot, you know? And she doesn't give that energy.
No. And I think one, she wouldn't bring it up if it were true. And two, like, so much time has passed and like Miley and Liam, like, nobody still ships them anymore. Like, if it was ancient history, because it would have been like 10 years ago at this point, like she could say, you know?
Yeah.
She could say.
She could.
I wouldn't hold it against her.
Like, no. And she could be like young. A little bit more overt in her, like her hints in her music and stuff.
Yeah. But like they were young. They're on the biggest like movie. They're overnight sensations. Like it's easy to get caught up.
Yeah.
If they had a little fling while he was with Miley, like I think 10 years on, like we could all move on from it.
I feel like Jennifer Lawrence does a really good job of like addressing rumors about herself head on. Like, for so long, there was like terrible rumors about her and Harvey Weinstein. Yeah. And in her Vogue 73 questions, it's clear she like wanted to clear it up.
But what'd she say?
I think the question was like, what's the craziest thing you've ever heard about yourself? Or something along those lines. And she's like, that I slept with Harvey Weinstein. Like so direct. And honestly, I believed her the second she said it. Like she has a really good way of like addressing things. Mm-hmm. She doesn't do it in the moment, but she always does it. And yeah. I like that.
Well, she's also not really accessible. So there's no way that we expect her to address things in the moment. She's not on Instagram. Yeah. Like she's not like responding to everything, which puts her in a really nice place because then we're not like sitting around waiting. What does J-Lo have to say? She gives us nothing. Right. And then when she does things like this, like it feels like she gives us everything.
Right. And it feels like she's like so honest and she's been wanting to say it for a while.
Yeah.
I believe this.
Yeah. I believe this too. Cause it's like harmless.
Yeah. And it's so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
In a theme of people being unwell and needing to learn how to behave.
When were we talking about that?
It's just a common theme. And, okay. And you'll know what I know I'm referring story. To. Pink, the artist, was stunned by a fan throwing her mother's ashes onto stage during show. Pink was left gobsmacked after a concert goer tossed a bag of their mother's ashes on stage during her headlining set at the British Summertime Festival in London over the weekend. She picked up the plastic bag holding the cremated remains and said, "Is this your mom?" With a shocked expression on her face, Pink then admitted, "I don't know how I feel about this," before staggering to her feet and placing the ashes on the edge of the stage. The pop star could also be seen shaking her hands as if trying to clean them behind a speaker before continuing to sing her song, "Just Like a Pill," while still looking astounded.
Just as fast as I can, to the middle of nowhere, to the way the one the face somewhere, and I swear. I need to see Pink live.
Yeah.
But not if shit like this is going to be going down. People are deeply unwell. People need to stop throwing things on stage. People need to leave artists alone and just like go to a concert and enjoy it.
And be
like
a human being.
And I'm sure there's like a sentimental reason behind this. Like I'm sure maybe her and this girl's mom loved Pink. Yeah, whatever. No. And if you want to like honestly.
So yeah, like take the ashes to the concert with you.
Yeah, no, and like sprinkle them on the grass. I agree. Like it's weird, but you know what? Do it in your own private thing. To throw anything to an artist on stage, no matter what it is, even like a flower, like in this day and age, just don't. Like it's so weird. And this, I mean, to be confronted with a bag of ashes of someone you don't know, I have to say, has happened to me at summer camp. Someone I know, you know, brought some of, you know, their parents' ashes with them. And I had went into her, like, her cubby for a second to get something. And I was like, oh, lol, what's this? I had never seen ashes before.
You were snooping.
No, I believe I was asked to go into the cubby. Like, I was invited into the cubby. I wasn't snooping.
Okay, because it kind of feels like you were in someone's private space.
No. I think she was like, go into my cubby and get that for me or something like that. And I swear to God, I wasn't snooping. And there was like a bag of dirt, and I had never seen ashes before. I was really young, and we don't do that in our faith. We don't cremate. So I literally picked it up. I'm like, why do you have a bag of dirt? And she was like, oh, that's my dad. And I think I remembered crying. Like, I was very shook by it. It was just like crazy. And so I feel for Pink, not to make everything about me.
No, literally. Literally.
No, I'm just kind of harking back to an experience that feels relevant here. I don't think that's me making it about myself.
No, I feel like you can hark back to the experience, like once we talked about how this could affect Pink, you know?
Yeah, I guess I didn't like give her the space to heal.
You didn't give her space.
No, I didn't. I didn't create space for her either, which was really disgusting of me.
No. No, you've never created space.
No, but not for a single other human being in my life.
But thank you for sharing, you know,
my trauma,
your trauma, how this might have impacted you.
And how I'm now like feeling triggered. But like this girl, like she, like, yeah, she hurt Pink, but she also hurt me too. Cause now I'm reliving that.
Right.
And that's really hard for me.
That is really hard. But it does remind me of the BB Rexha story from last week. Like just people not knowing how to act. But different. Right. That infuriated me. I hope she presses charges.
Yeah. I mean, he was arrested. Oh, and I saw on TikTok last night, I don't know if it's like verified or not, but like he's like acting out on social media now. Like,
no,
you don't know how to catch?
No. The way I hate this person.
Me too.
And I hope she took his phone and threw it into the water because they were at the pier.
Yeah, right. She could have just tossed it right over the ledge.
I hope she took her big heel and she stomped on it.
Yeah. This is so weird. Like people, and I think it's more reflective of the state of our culture.
That everyone just like, I don't know this person. I don't know what their intentions were, but like, it feels like you want attention.
Yeah.
Like this is a moment, like, or you're so deeply unwell that like some part of you like thinks that giving Pink your mom's ashes is a normal thing to do.
Right. And like Pink would appreciate it.
And that's like acceptable behavior.
It's so weird. And I kind of like that Pink didn't play it off as like, oh, I'm sorry for your life. Like, you should feel weird. You should be shamed. I'm sorry. I know you're probably grieving. But like, just to set the precedent, because now this video has gone viral. And I think people see like artists like accept things from fans on videos online and be like, oh, I can do that too. And like encourages that type of behavior. So for her to kind of shame her and be like, well, this is weird. I think it might deter other people from doing something similar.
Yeah. Hopefully, but maybe not, because some people, like, attention is attention.
Right. It's so weird. And yeah. I'm sure the girl's like dying because like now it's major news.
And imagine having like ash on your hands.
And you're just trying to like sing and twirl in the air.
It's just.
I'm sure actually like the ashes did create like a nice grip. You know, she's always grabbing onto poles and like doing flips and tricks. And maybe it created a nice little friction for her. You know how like when you do the beams at gym, like, yeah, you put chalk on your hands before you lift. So maybe it was like kind of it was thoughtful of the girl.
It was a helping hand.
I'm just trying to put a positive spin on a weird situation.
Yeah. But I like where your head's at.
Yeah. Overall, fucking weird. And don't do this. Like, just don't. I don't feel like I have to say that because I feel like the toasters are like normal people.
No, it's not the toasters who are doing this.
No.
But I mean, throughout pop culture history, like fans have thrown things onto stages like bras.
Yep.
That's always been accepted. Flowers, as you said.
Yeah, I just feel like in this day and age, like, everyone's on such high alert because such weird, crazy things happen that, like, if something comes flying at you, you don't know it's a flower. And, like, you spook a...
Of course.
And Kelly Clarkson was talking about that on the Howard Stern interview she did. Just, like, something totally innocuous, like, happens. Like, somebody... Even when, not to make everything about myself, but like even when I'm doing like a show and like somebody gets up to go to the bathroom and the footsteps, because of the acoustics on stage, sometimes it can sound like the footsteps are coming from behind you and it's so fucking scary. Like even, like just sit down and shut up everywhere, no matter where you go. Don't go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. But like even something, what's the word I'm looking for?
Innocuous.
Yeah, like innocent, like a flower, like it can spook someone because we're all on such high alert.
Yeah, because everyone's crazy.
Everyone's crazy.
And deeply disturbed.
Yeah.
So I think everyone should get help.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so
too. So that we can go back to enjoying life's simple pleasures.
Where you like could a throw a flower on a stage.
And a bra at Harry Styles.
Yeah.
People are always throwing things at him.
Yeah, really bad. Like water bottles. And he reprimands people. Like he's like, stop.
No,
Like, and it also, it depends, like, Pink, I feel like, doesn't have, like, crazy fans, so I feel like, yes, this is something that would happen at, like, a Harry concert, or even, like, a Taylor Swift concert, like, really impassioned cult, like, Pink is just, like, a famous artist with tons of fans. She doesn't have, like, a cult after her, but it happens to even the best of them.
It does, but you're underestimating the power of Pink. Like,
so
we
true.
We're strong.
We're strong. What do you guys call yourselves?
I don't know. I'm not a part of them.
Okay.
I enjoy passively.
Yeah.
Like a normal
person. Like a normal person should.
Yeah. Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
It's a little fashion news. Want to get your take on it.
Why? Because I'm so fashionable?
Yeah. Look at your outfit, fancy pants.
Oh.
The Jacquemus runway show was in Paris yesterday and
star-studded.
It was star-studded. It was at Versailles. The clothing was a question mark, and I want to know your thoughts because fans are roasting Kendall Jenner's Jacquemus runway show look, saying it's giving diaper.
Okay, I actually liked her look.
Yeah, like, so this look has been very, like, not controversial because it's just an outfit.
It went viral.
But it went viral for being like, do we like it? Like, is this fashion? Is this a joke? What is this? And it's really hard for me to have an opinion because it's on Kendall.
Right.
And that's everything on Kendall I like.
So I thought it looked great on Kendall. If I was wearing it, I think I would feel differently.
Like, if you went out to dinner in this,
I would feel differently.
I think you'd be arrested.
But also Jacquemus, like, I feel like when they popped on the scene, they were like doing crazy. They invented like that tiny purse that everybody wore. I mean, they didn't invent it, excuse me, but theirs was the one that like blew up and everyone's like, what do you keep in that tiny purse? Like, they're always doing like shock and awe.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't think it's that, I didn't see anything that was that crazy. I thought Gigi Hadid's outfit was beautiful. I didn't think it was that crazy. I don't know why everyone's like getting their panties in a twist.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that crazy. I looked at some of the other looks from the show because I just wanted to see what they were doing, and it wasn't anything like groundbreaking.
Right, or like that shocking.
No, there was a nipple though.
There's always a nipple. There's always a nipple. It's so fashion.
But what was cool was the show itself, and I didn't feel like the clothes were worthy of a show at Versailles, is how I felt.
That's a fair criticism.
Yeah.
Because like, Versailles, like, opulent and
right, they, these could have just like walked down a runway at a studio and called it a day.
Yeah No, that's fair. Or a park.
But the guests of the show were on little boats in the lake.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And then the girls were like on
the runway.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Right,
that's different.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like that too. So what do you think about the look?
Well, I think you said it best. Kendall Jenner could quite literally wear a diaper and it would look good. So they're saying she looks like she's wearing a diaper and it does look good. I think maybe it's a commentary. Let's offer this.
On motherhood?
No. I think it's a commentary on a thesis we've been speaking about here for a really long time. Like, Kendall Jenner could wear a diaper and look good. And she did. She wore a diaper and she looked good.
Yeah. So it's really like, it's not even about the clothes. It's about the Kendall. Person.
Well, that's true. I believe that. Like, I think fashion is so subjective. It's just about the person wearing it. Like, do they feel good? Do they look good? Yes, ugly's ugly, but...
Yeah, but then also, like, clothes can make a person.
Yes, that's true.
Like anything else, it's a balance.
It's a balance. I didn't think it was that crazy, like...
Me neither. And you know what? The more I look at it, it's also on Kendall, so I do like it. I like
her legs are so,
like,
long.
I like what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I also like it. Like, I don't think people will actually... I don't want to see someone, like, going out to dinner in this, really.
No.
But I feel like there's a way to make it a little more... street friendly.
Yeah, I could see like a young starlet. Like, there was that period where Ariana Grande wore like a lot of stuff in the silhouette. I could see like Olivia Rodrigo, like,
and also like, it's so crazy. Maybe with a pair of tights.
Yeah, cool tights, big chunky shoes.
Yeah, like, so like we're clothed.
Yeah, it doesn't feel so crazy to me. And I thought it was a fabulous outing, and I loved all the photos. We got so much footage of all the famous models and girlies, and I loved it.
Yeah, it was cute.
It was just like a great high fashion moment.
It was. Is it fashion week or something?
I don't... Girl, you are so asking the wrong girl.
I feel like it's always fashion. Like, no, I feel like it's always having a show in the middle of not fashion week.
I know, because I feel like it's always fashion month. We know it's like New York, Paris, Milan. Like, it's in the same month. Then there's all these like rogue shows. And then we have, you know...
And then we have resort.
Resort. And then we have, of course, like the very highly acclaimed OC Fashion Week. And it's just like a lot.
There's a lot. There's fall, spring, resort, OC.
Winter, spring, summer, joggers.
Right.
There's always that.
It's hard to keep
joggers.
Up. Are you ready for our next story?
Is it the next story that's brought to you by The Perfect Bar? Because if it isn't, I don't want to hear it.
Well, thank God it is.
This episode is brought to you by The Perfect Bar, the original refrigerated protein bar that you know we love. If you haven't heard, Perfect Bar just launched a new line of protein bars called Perfect Bar Layers. Perfect Bar Layers are a new line of crispy protein bars stacked with three delicious layers and packed with whole food nutrition. They're made with a crispy base of peanut and cashew butter, layered with dark chocolate or 100% real fruit, and then they're sprinkled with toasted gluten-free oats. They're packed with up to 11 grams of protein, and they come in two delicious flavors, crispy peanut butter and chocolate, and crispy peanut butter and berry. It's basically a healthy peanut butter and jelly. And because they're made with only whole food ingredients, which is their classic blend of 20 organic superfoods, and they contain no artificial preservatives, Perfect Bar Layers are stored in the fridge. You could say that these bars are stacked and packed. If you aren't convinced already, they're also non-GMO Project Verified, gluten-free, soy-free, kosher, and low GI. The best part is that you can now find them in the refrigerated section at Target nationwide. These bars are not only delicious, but they're just great to always have on hand at your house. We keep some in the studio. I keep a bunch in my fridge at home. And just like throw them in your bag if you're going to have a long day ahead of you. They're really good. They keep you full. They've got tons of protein. And Perfect Bar knows that it'll be love at first bite, so they're offering you a chance to try their new refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text and upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they'll reimburse you for the cost of one bar directly into your Venmo or PayPal account. All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking. Today's episode is also brought to you by Athena Club. Probably my favorite razor of all time, and my only critique of Athena Club is that it's too good that Ben keeps using it, and it's so annoying. So the blade on our old razors used to get really goopy after a few uses, but we love the water-activated serum on Athena Club's razors. There's just enough of it to soothe while shaving, but it never gets that, like, gunky, chunky, like, mucus type
goopy
thing.
You said it, sis.
It's time to get friendly with our razors again, and honestly, there's no better razor out there than the Athena Club razor. Shaving used to be something we dreaded, but Athena Club products have seriously made it more fun and easy to shave. Also, their holder, their magnetic holder, is by far the best one I've used. I've used a bunch of razors that say, like, oh, we have this thing. It's on the floor. It's on the floor. My Athena Club one has been up for probably 2 months and has not fallen. It's fabulous. After the first few shaves with our old razor, it just never shaved as well. And since switching to Athena Club, I've sincerely gotten zero razor bumps with their razor. So it's designed with built-in skin guards to help prevent razor burn while being gentle on curves. Plus, the razor blade is surrounded by water-activated serums like with shea butter and hyaluronic acid, which we all know is holy grail for skincare. The best part is that the razor kit is only $10, and it comes with two blade heads, a magnetic hook for shower storage, and your choice of handle color. The handle options are super cute, but they also have black and white razors if you're a minimalist. And with Athena Club, you never have to think about blade refills because you choose how often you want the replacement blades shipped to you. And you can also now find them in Target stores nationwide. So it's easy to swing by one of the many Target stores whenever you need more blades. Switch to the better razor and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Get started today by shopping in-store at Target stores nationwide. Just head to the shaving aisle and find the razor kit, the cloud shave foam, the wax strips, and the razor refills. Again, Target, you can shop Athena Club now, which is fabulous.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Our next story, Louis Capaldi is taking a break from touring in the foreseeable future for mental and physical health. So Louis Capaldi has revealed that he's taking a break from touring for now for the sake of his health. He announced the news in a statement shared on his Instagram Tuesday and called it the most difficult decision of his life. His announcement comes after he struggled to finish his set at Glastonbury on Saturday and was supported by the crowd. Ahead of his set at the English Music Festival, he had canceled 3 weeks of performances in order to rest and recover both mentally and physically. He said the fact that this probably won't come as a surprise doesn't make it any easier to write, but I'm very sorry to let you know I'm going to be taking a break from touring for the foreseeable future. I used to be able to enjoy every second of shows like this, and I'd hoped 3 weeks away would sort me out, but the truth is I'm still learning to adjust to the impact of my Tourette's, and on Saturday it became obvious that I need to spend much more time getting my mental and physical health in order so I can keep doing everything I love for a long time to come.
Yeah, I think that video went really viral where he was trying to, you know, perform at Glastonbury, and the fans were like cheering and screaming and singing, and it was like really heartwarming, but it was clear like this is a person in need of like a major break.
Yeah, and I've been seeing videos like that for the last few months because he does suffer from Tourette's, so he can't like finish his songs, and the fans always like come through for him, but I'm sure one, it's really hard for him, and that's not like the kind of show that he wants to be doing, and I'm sure it's really emotional. So I'm glad that he's taking time off from touring, but I also feel like there should be an artist who's just like, I'm going to be a musician. I'm going to make art. I'm going to put out songs that I love because he's so talented and like one of my favorite artists, and be like, and I'm not touring at all.
I know, the thing is when you are an artist, like the actual, all the money is in touring. Like most artists are not in like great record deals. They don't make a ton of money from like streaming. Everyone knows it's like, you know, 10 cents for a million streams. So the real money is touring, merch, all that.
For sure, but like you can earn a very good, like he's a top artist.
Yes.
Just his money alone and even licensing his songs for movies and commercials, like he could earn a very good living and not have to struggle so deeply, like mentally and emotionally. And he, at a certain point, like he can't do it. So I would, as a fan of his, like a huge fan of his, I would, if he was just like, I'm going to make music and you're not going to like see me out and about, and I hope that's okay, I would,
you know,
totally
who I feel like does
that? Who?
Sia.
Yeah.
Did Sia ever like go on tour? Remember she had that major album, Elastic Heart, Chandelier. Like it was the biggest album of all time. And I feel like she doesn't tour.
Let's Google it. I'm sure that she did.
But it's also, I feel like it's a part of your record label deal. Like you have to put out a certain amount of tours and shows.
Yeah.
No, they lock you in.
You can get tickets for 2023. Mm. But no, I hear what you're saying. And I do think there are other artists who put out like, you know, decent music, not that frequently, and are just constantly on tour.
Right.
It is very revenue generating. Mm-hmm. And it might be like fun for them to travel and
yes.
take their friends. And it depends what stage of your life you're at. Yes. But like, I am totally fine with an artist who can't tour. But I'm sure he wants to meet his fans and sings his song live right. and hear it sung back to him.
Right.
And that must be really hard. But he needs to take time for himself.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I feel like we do live in an age where like you could become like an enormous star without really touring. But I feel like that's half the fun. You know, that's why people get into this business.
Yes, but also like touring is also where things go wrong so many times.
Well, that reminds me. I feel like someone who's doing that, like will be doing that in the future, is Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Like
every time he does a tour, it's not okay.
Is there like mental health issues, physical health issues? He's just like not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know who doesn't tour? But she also like doesn't really release music that frequently. Selena Gomez. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, she did have an album, but she didn't do a tour for her album, her most recent one.
Yeah.
I feel like she's someone who fully prioritizes her mental health, and she makes so much money from her other ventures that she doesn't need to tour.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez, yeah.
Every time like an artist goes on tour, I feel like even like obviously this is fictional, but like Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yeah.
Like that tour broke them.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever Ari goes on tour, she makes a documentary about how miserable it is.
Yeah, yeah. That's so true.
I'm just saying.
I feel like Taylor Swift's having like the time of her life on this tour.
Yes, but
it's not an ordinary tour.
It's not an ordinary tour. It's like totally on her terms. And it's kind of like, I mean, until it went global. But let's see how the global piece goes for her.
The global piece will go. What do you mean? In terms of
like,
sales?
No. In terms of just like.
Mental health.
Mental health. Having time for yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like by now she's like figured out what works for her. And doing like these weekend shows, like huge shows.
5 days off.
Yeah. Is going well for her. But it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of time away from home.
Yeah, it is. But you're right. It does depend on like what stage in life you're in. I think like when you're in your early 20s, like traveling a lot and being away from home is like exciting.
And when you're on the up, like every show you do, you're getting more fans. Bigger. It's like, you know, it's like in a movie where you're just like climbing the charts.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're there already, then you're not looking for that exactly. You're looking for something else.
Yeah. Well, I wish him the best.
I love him.
He's a P-jom.
As a fan, I completely support this decision.
Yeah.
Now, our fifth and final story is some tech news that I find really interesting.
Okay.
A new smartphone app made by ex-Google engineer will calculate the calories in any meal by scanning a picture of the meal.
So toxic.
I know, but it's
you're
like,
living for it. No.
No, it's not.
No, by the way, like, a lot of people track their food and it's really inaccurate.
It's
like,
so inaccurate. Especially
if you make something from home.
At home is easier. You know exactly what's going on. At a restaurant, like how much butter did they use?
No, but like how does this camera know?
Okay,
like,
so anyone who's eaten out in the past few years has felt and maybe caved to the urge to snap a pic of a particularly well-plated or photogenic entree for social media. But now there might finally be a practical and legitimately constructive reason to photograph all those perfectly seared veggies, burgers, etc. Former engineers at Google and defense contractor Raytheon have created a cell phone app that can count the calories in any meal by simply taking a photo.
Like, it's how?
It's called Snap Calorie. It's already available for download on Apple's App Store and Google Play for free with a $30 per month premium option. It's better
$30 a month.
It's better at eyeballing the calorie content. Why? If you were to do like a
program.
A program.
Yeah, no, but it's just like a lot.
How much you pay for Facetune?
Excuse me. Wow. I pay like $25 a year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
For like the premium one. Worth every penny.
Facetune 2.
Yeah, Facetune 2.
Greater than Facetune 1.
Facetune 2. Actually, Facetune 1 like really gets the job done.
I totally agree. But Facetune 2 has now some perks I can't live without.
Yeah.
Like changing the background. Like I'm obsessed. Much fun. It's better at eyeballing the calorie content of a dish than professional nutritionists. So this is how it looks. So you could see like they like x-ray the plate.
Well, yeah. Well, they're x-raying like a banana and an apple.
Which anyone could tell you
what's
in. But
like my bowl of chili.
Your bowl of chili. So I think like those like darkness, like it was probably like fat, like it's yeah, like, yeah. I don't know.
I guess it kind of makes sense. So the photo online is like an X-ray image of like an apple and a banana standing on a plate, and like the apple and banana have like different colors. I guess the different colors represent different things.
Yeah, and it's there's like if it does what it says it does, yeah. Which I still don't understand the science behind, like, you know, how could it take a picture and like know how much oil was in this,
yeah,
how much sugar, whatever. But that could be game changing, because I really do feel like whenever I'm trying to be conscious of like calorie consumption, it's like, how do you know?
No, and like many years ago, I did Weight Watchers and I loved it, and I would like track my food, and like I would know that like the stuff I was putting in, because like I was kind of lying too, was like not fully like 100%, you know?
Yeah. And so with a lot of food tracking apps, like you can always scan the barcode of what you're eating, but if it's like something that's
homemade or at a restaurant,
it's really hard to gauge it. You could be off by hundreds of calories.
Yes, that's so interesting.
So I think this is a good use of,
yeah. Personally, I won't be downloading, because $30 a month is a lot. And honestly, like, I just prefer not to know, you know?
Well, some people want to know, but this is, they use AI to do this.
That's what I figured. AI.
AI is just like a blanket statement. But we were also talking about yesterday, this AI children's toy that's forthcoming.
Oh, it's I
like
don't remember.
We were talking about it in the chat, this bear.
Yeah, oh.
This AI bear in the next few years that's like...
Your kid could talk to it, and then it would like talk back and like learn about your kid and like tell the kid to like...
It like listens to what your kid is saying and then becomes like the friend and talks back to it and like, you know...
Gives advice.
Yeah, like, which is just so scary. It's giving Ashley O Black Mirror.
Yeah.
It's also giving Clara and the Sun.
I didn't read it.
I won't make you.
Thanks.
But I will not be getting that bear.
No, not for Harry. Because no. Harry has his auntie. Who it's gives true. The best advice.
Right. You want to go tell a story? Go tell your auntie. You want to go hear a story? Go listen to your auntie.
Want to go seek advice from a great maternal figure
in
your life?
Go talk to your mother.
Who's not your mother? Sometimes you need to talk to, like, you know, an aunt.
Okay.
Like the cool aunt.
You better fucking tell me what he said.
Yeah, of course. No, unlike me and Harry, like, I'll sneak him cigarettes when he's, like, 16, you know?
No, I don't know.
That's kind of auntie I'm going to be.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, me and Harry getting lit on the weekends.
Yeah, no.
Harry will be like my designated driver.
Fine. That's fine.
Good auntie-nephew bonding time.
Yeah.
Love that for us.
So those are the Fast 5 stories.
You definitely
needed
to know.
To know them. I'll be checking out that app one day. Not today. Don't need to know today.
So tomorrow I am in studio with Girl Boss Town. Robin is returning to the toast. Thursday, Jax is back in studio. And I just think that's great.
I think that is great. I look forward.
Thank you so much for getting here. I know it's hard.
Yeah, getting here is hard. Being here is fine, except it's a million degrees in here. And
it's
like,
1,000 degrees in here. We need to wrap up.
I'm heading for a Sula.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
You're having a sweaty upper lip. Here, use my fan.
Oh, thank you.
I want to use my fan when we podcast, but I think it like picks up in the microphone. So I'll wrap this up. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Toast and Lana Morning Show, where we deliver the Fast 5 stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe. Give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast. We're podcasting. We found Spotify, Stitcher, Public Radio, everybody guest box, all the places where we have a podcast. Find us on Toast and Fast 5 review at a beautiful standing in. Wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have an amazing day. We'll see you tomorrow for Hump Day.
Love ya. Bye.